This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, State Senator David Brock Smith, our weekly update. And he puts out a Bills of Concern document every week. I printed it off. Maybe I should be concerned at how many pages long it was. David, good morning.
Morning, Kyle.
So talk about one thing in particular that is concerning you about some of the legislation being proposed in Salem and up for discussion in the next week.
Well, thank you, Kyle. So these bills of concern have never been done before, but it's actually quite helpful for me to take the time. It takes many hours to go through the bills in every committee for every day in the upcoming week. And one in particular is House Bill 3214 being presented that deals with animals and more particularly traveling animals. And I'm concerned that the legislation is too broad with regards to these traveling animals and how it might impact the wildlife safari. Of course, I finished putting these together about 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, and so I haven't had an opportunity to have a conversation with Representative Hudson, who is drafting that piece of legislation. So I will be tackling that, of course, first thing Monday, because I doubt he'll be in the Capitol today. But I am definitely concerned that it could have a negative impact on our wildlife safari.
So tell us more about how what the language is and why you are concerned.
Well, it prohibits persons from using specified types of animals in traveling animal acts. I know that Wildlife Safari, on occasion, they bring some animals to events, and so then that could be problematic. It also is concerning with regards to our county fairs and rodeos, that it could negatively impact the opportunities to have those animals that we see so often at our county fairs as well. And so I've just flagged it for everyone, as I do. And so I'm hopeful that if, in fact, it will negatively impact those types of operations, that we can have a conversation and he can narrow down the piece of legislation to what he's actually trying to accomplish, which I don't believe is to impact our wildlife safari in Winston.
You know, it's interesting when legislation is put together, regardless of which side of the aisle it comes from, there are periodically times when somebody writes something, it gets through the process, and then it gets discussed, and somebody brings up a point, as you just did, and then the author goes, well, I didn't think of that part, and no, that's not what I was trying to do. A lot of deliberation, a lot of work goes into just how these things are worded.
Agreed. And so I'm just flagging it for our folks, of course, over in the Umpqua Valley and Roseburg and Winston. And I just want to make sure that it's not going to impact the wildlife safari, which is an economic driver and an amazing place for so many people. This last week, however, we did get a hearing on my Senate Bill 943, which deals with broadband, which is critically important to everyone I know. And the opportunity where through federal funding, we're looking at Oregon receiving right around $500 million in the federal funds to take care of broadband to unserved and underserved communities. This has been something that I've been working on for well over a decade when it comes to broadband and high-speed internet for everyone in our rural areas. That's critically important that we have the opportunity to roll out the technology and, of course, the high speed that everyone should be enjoying in the urban areas. And so I'm hopeful that we have a piece of legislation. I know that I've been working with Representative Marsh, and she has a similar bill, House Bill 3201. so that we can combine some of those concepts of hers and my piece of legislation, especially with the fact that the broadband companies would then need to roll out at least 95% of the infrastructure within a certain census tract. One of the problems that has occurred in the past is we've had larger broadband companies, and I'm not speaking of BFN over there, but larger broadband companies that will get these census tracts, get these contracts, get federal funding to assist in rolling them out, but then they don't roll it out. And so my legislation says that, and then they have the first right of refusal. So then they lock it up from any other company to be able to come in and offer those services. And so it's very expensive for a lot of our folks in our rural areas. To get that broadband, that mile or 2 miles. But this federal funding that's coming through, that is what it's intended to be used for. And so my legislation, again, has it roll out to a minimum of 95% of those folks in those census act tracts or areas. The other issue is that we have a date certain so that we don't have the legislature and the Office of Broadband in the state holding on to that money and not rolling it out where it's needed. We also had another bill, my bill, Senate Bill 944, which is workforce housing. I've been working on this and refining the language for a number of years. We had a really good hearing this last week. And what that bill does is it sets up a $5 million tax credit program for those companies that have tax liabilities that want to build workforce housing for our middle-income families. So this is for our police officers, our firemen, our teachers, and others. And so you have a company, and I'll just use an example of a company, Roseburg Forest Products, that has a tax liability of the state. They buy a swath of land, and let's say they build four, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot homes. Rather than selling them at market value, they sell them at 120% or below area median income price to a qualified buyer. That's 120% or below area median income. And in doing so, they get half of the cost of the land and construction back as an Oregon income tax credit. That they can use over the next 5 years if they need to use it for that long. And so it's meant to drive the building of workforce housing across the state. It's meant to get our folks in that middle-income family bracket into houses. There's so much of a big push in the legislature right now for low-income families, but this is a piece of legislation that's meant to get at our middle-income families that need those housing opportunities as well.
Well, a lot going on in Salem. We could continue, but we're actually out of time for now, so we'll check in next Friday. State Senator David Brock-Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.